deflected. The wide receiver is free game, Clark. So once Nathan Seaman tipped that ball, Mason Yon is completely allowed to take that receiver out of the play. So a nice deflection and then cleanup by Mason Yon to make sure that ball fell incomplete. Now the struggle there for Ubley is that pass play rolled out to the right. There was only one option. So Harbor Beach did a good job to defend it.
Going for the reverse to Ethan Lemke coming around the right side. He cuts back in, reverses Fields. Has room to run, still going sideways, and he has the first down now, across to about the 38-yard line. A gain of approximately 15 on the play, maybe 16, and runs out of bounds with 13 seconds left, so it stops the clock. First and 10 for Ubley at their own 38-yard line.
Well, they run the reverse this time, get it into Lemke's hands, which, in my opinion, you have to do because he has the ability to do exactly what he just did. He was 8-10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, going nowhere. Reverse Fields makes a guy miss and gets a first down. Yes, it used way too much time, but he gets a first down, stops the clock. Ubley can meet and call a play, and they got three receivers spread out to the right.
Sweeney stays in the pocket, looking to pass down to the near sideline, hits that wall of wind, and it's nearly intercepted. No, and they find the Harbor Beach cannot bring it in, as that went in through the hands of three defensive backs for Harbor Beach right at midfield with 4 seconds left. So Ubley will have one last shot here. That ball, beautiful trajectory until it hit that wind, and it fell right straight down.
Now Mason Yon is out there and playing deep center field on that side, and he wanted to call a fair catch and take that ball away. And there was just enough contact made by Lemke to deflect that ball away from Yon. And Lemke actually did a good job of being a defensive back in that case. There just wasn't a lot of space for him to catch that ball. And it almost was picked off by Yon. It was almost picked off by Finkel. There was multiple guys in the area that could have picked it off. So now, with 4 seconds left, almost certainly going to be the last play of the game, and the same formation for Ubley.
And it's a handoff right up the middle, this time to number 12, William Spicer. He has the first down across midfield, and there's fumble on the play, and that is how the game will end. Harbor Beach victorious over the Ubley Bearcats, 36-28. As the Harbor Beach Pirates come up with a stop, and the Pirates are victorious by 8 points in week number 5 to improve to 4-1 on the season. Harbor Beach, 36, Ubley 28.
An impressive win for Harbor Beach, and the biggest reason they win this game, it's a wing T battle all game long, back and forth. When Harbor Beach goes to the spread, Ubley has no answer, and that's the reason Harbor Beach wins this game with the exceptional offense in the fourth quarter, and they were able to score twice to extend their lead by 8 points. Ubley unable to come back and tie this game up, but a well-fought game by both teams.
We'll return in 4 minutes with your post-game wrap-up as the Harbor Beach Pirates victorious over the Ubley Bearcats, 36-28, an 8-point victory for the home team in week number 5, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
Since more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Final score from Harbor Beach, Michigan. The Harbor Beach Pirates victorious over the Ugly Bearcats 36-28 for an 8-point victory to improve to 4-1 on the season and keep their Greater Thumb East title chances alive, as they now are just one game back from Sandusky as they were taking care of business earlier in the night. Dave Hansen, why don't we tell us, our folks listening back at home, how we got to this final score of Harbor Beach 36-28.
Was the first team to score tonight. Sweeney runs it in from 7 yards out, takes an 8-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. Harbor Beach responds in the second quarter, though. Devin Finkel, a 1-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion good. We're all tied at 8 apiece. Just before the first half would be over, Nathan Seaman would score on a reverse on a short touchdown run, and Harbor Beach would take the lead over Ubley into the half, 14-8. In the second half, Ubley gets a 3-and-out stop, and then Lemke scores from 2 yards away and takes the lead on Harbor Beach 16-14. On the ensuing drive, Harbor Beach, just a couple plays into their drive, Devin Puff on a third down runs it in from 62 yards away. Harbor Beach back on top of Ubley 22-16 with 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Ubley would respond, though, as well, and punch it in from 1 yard away. Shane Ozentoski rumbles in. Ubley now ties the game with 2:56 to go in the third quarter at 22 apiece. In the fourth quarter, Devin Puff scores again, 7-yard touchdown run. Harbor Beach would take the lead 30-22 over Ubley with 8 minutes to go in the game. But not long after that, William Spicer breaks through with a 74-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion, though, would fail. Harbor Beach would keep its lead by 2. And with very little time left, 1:10 to go in the game, Harbor Beach punches it in from 1 yard out. Devin Puff again, I believe. Harbor Beach would not get the 2-point conversion, leave the door open with 1:10 for Ubley to go down the field, but they are unable to into these lovely wins, and that would be your final. Harbor Beach would survive at home over the Ubley Bearcats 36-28.
36-28, your final score, an 8-point victory, hard-fought victory for Harbor Beach, as both teams were in this right until the very end. Ubley had a chance with 1:10 to go back down the field, could not muster anything beyond the 45 of Harbor Beach. But when you take a look at the offensive stats here, it's pretty neck and neck, and the score shows the same. Harbor Beach with 361 total yards, Ubley with 307. All of those total yards, that would be, what, 668 yards between the two teams, all on the ground, mostly because of those wins. And Harbor Beach was led by Devin Puff with 26 carries, 190 yards for him, and two scores for him. And then after that, we had Michael Anderson, the quarterback, 19 carries, 86 yards, 3 touchdowns, all 5 yards apiece. And then Devin Finkel, 9 carries, 41 yards, and a score. Ethan Hessling, 9 carries, 38 yards. And then after that, we had Nathan Seaman, 2 carries for 8 yards and 1 touchdown, a 6-yard run. Parker Yon, 1 carry, negative 2 yards there. For the Ubley Bearcats, they were led by Casey Sweeney with 110 yards on the night on 8 carries. 1 touchdown run for him. More than one. That was, 3 touchdowns for Casey Sweeney, right?
That's what I'm seeing,
two,
Clark,
two,
yes.
Two, yeah. We'll double-check that one. Ethan Lemke, 78 yards on 13 carries, 3 touchdowns for him. And then William Spicer, 9 carries, 170 yards, and 1 touchdown run, a 74-yard run there. Shane Ozentoski, 4 carries, 11 yards, and 1 score. No, it was just 1 touchdown for Casey Sweeney tonight, Dave.
Yes, you're right, but I think Lemke only had 2.
Yeah,
because Ozentoski has one.
You're absolutely right. Well, take a look at there, Dave. You know, the stats are, you know,